Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast, and I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast, and once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. Amen. I thank God for all you've been listening today and wherever you listen to me at. Hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for another blessed day that you have caused us to assemble together this day in your name. And you said where two or three are gathered in your name that you would be in the midst. Dear Lord, I thank you, Lord, this day that you have watched over us and kept us as you've done. And Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to have this chance to go into your word. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for a word in my mouth and for those who are listening that they may hear your word. Thank you for letting your spirit be with us as we take this journey once again. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank God for another blessed day. We are going to go into a new series, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how many parts going to be to it. I just have to be honest. I mean, I can kind of guess, but I don't want to do that. I want the Lord to deal with me in what I need to give you guys from his word. I also want to say that before I go any deeper, for those of you that first time listeners to the broadcast, some of you have listened before. Because what I'm about to say, you know, those who have listened before would say, hey, I never heard this before. Okay, so just look at it as there are possibly some first-time listeners to us on the broadcast. But as I go on in this series, you're going to hear me mention the scriptures from the Bible, but you're going to also hear me mention two other books that is also the Word of God. Amen. One is called the Word of the Lord, and the other is called the Record of the Nephite. Now, I want to give you where you can listen to on Blog Talk Radio here, because the beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio is that it records our broadcast. And so to hear more about the Word of the Lord book, the work that this involved, and it's the book of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you would go to the episodes here on this page, on some pages, I know that there's a picture of a little Bible on the right-hand side. You click on it, a drop box will show, and you click on episodes, or you can click on the God's Word to Man logo on some of the pages. But anyhow, when you click on there and you see episode, click on episode and look up the title, Jesus Communicating to Mankind Through Angelic Visitation. Jesus Communicating to Mankind Through Angelic Visitation. You can also look up the broadcast on How Can I Tell If These Messages Are From God. And the third thing you can look up is titled, The End Time Work, Restitution and Restoration. Now, the other book called The Record of the Nephite. And once again, you can go into the past episode on Blog Talk Radio here and look up the title, Sign of the Restoration at restitution. That's one. And another title is How Did the Record of Nephite Come Forth? Amen. Now, if you want a copy of any of the messages from the Word of the Lord book, thus far it's 120 messages. Or if you want the Record of Nephite book, amen, all you have to do is that the Church of Christ, the Lights of Message, has it. Headquarters is located at 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. You can call to order any of the messages. It is 75 cents per dozen. The phone, or you can order the Record of Nephite, the book, which is $8. The phone number is 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. And if you don't get anyone at that number, call area code 816-252-2343. That is area code 816-252-2343. And the brothers will get together with you on that. Now, some of you say, well, hey, you said 75 cents per dozen and the book is $8. Well, this charge is not on anything dealing with being money hungry and stuff like that, but you know that it costs to get books and messages printed, okay? Amen. So, you know, that donation will be very much appreciated. Now, I wanted to run that by you first before I go into this lesson, into this series. And as I told you once again, I don't know how many parts going to be to this series. I know that for those of you that are listening, you know how I am. I don't like to rush through anything. I mean, I'm not trying to go tipsy-turvy slow. But when you're teaching from the Word of God, you have to go at a gradual pace. And I want to give this word to those of you that are listening, and in such a way that it will be pleasing to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, the title of this series is The End Time is Like Noah's Time. The End Time is Like Noah's Time. Now, in the title, I left out the word is, but it should be The End Time is Like Noah's Time. That is the message of the Lord Jesus Christ to those of you that are listening today. Once again, the end time is like Noah's time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I want to start off reading a scripture from one of the message book, the message of the Lord Jesus Christ, as he has sent his message through his angel, the resurrected John the Baptist, the Elijah. And I want to read to you scripture of what Jesus sent his word, June the 12th, 1927. Once again, as I said to those of you that have listened many times before, I have no problem giving you dates because Brother Nate wants you to search it out. I want you to search it out. It's not nothing hideous here being done or trying to be secretive per se, but the Lord wants me to give you this message, and he wants you to ask him about it, okay? That's what he wants. So there's nothing secretive done here. And so this message that Jesus sent out June the 12th, 1927, and I want to read one of these verses to you of what he said in here, and I ask that you would give your undivided attention. And the word says, the gospel must be preached. The cry must go out. The Lord's coming is near. Behold. Now, that's an important word there. Behold. Jesus, I want you to see something. See this. So behold, this is a day. Not tomorrow. Not yesterday. Okay. He said, this is a day when the world with its greed for wealth and pleasure must be warned, as in the days of Noah. Pride and vanity have filled the hearts of men and the law of the Lord is forgotten. Now, as we go on this series, I possibly may come back and allude to this scripture verse here. But the Lord here, in sending through his angelic being, said, this is the day, okay? Not yesterday, not in the future, but today, present time, now. This is the time. Not no waiting for the millennium reign to come in, or not no past time, back in the past time of the days. But this is the day when the world, okay, with its greed, and that's, they said, when the world with its greed for wealth and pleasure, must be warned. Now he said must be, must, it's a word of necessity, okay? It's not a word like, well, it don't matter if you be warned. No, when the Lord say must, it's a necessity, okay? It's necessary. It is needed. The world must be warned, hallelujah, as in the days of Noah, okay? Now, once again, the title of this series is the end time. It's like Noah's time. And that's what God wants you all as listeners to hear. The end time is like Noah's time. Now, he says in this verse here that this is a day when the world, must be warned. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, he says the world, okay? And one of the definitions that Webster give of the word world means the inhabitants of the earth, the human race. So he said this is a day when the world, the inhabitants of the earth, the human race, must be warned. Now, some of you may say that Jesus is only talking about the sinners. Well, in one sense, you're right, but not completely, okay? Hallelujah. Because when you look at the definition of the word world, it means, once again, the inhabitants of the earth, the human race. So sinners is not the only inhabitants living on this earth. Neither are they the only one considered to be called of the human race. But also, there are what? Christians. Now, I just took a pause for a minute there because I want that to sink in, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, this message is not only to, quote, if you want to say, and dealing with the sinner man, but it's dealing with some of God's own people also on this earth. Because Jesus said the world with its greed for wealth and pleasure. Now, it shouldn't be like this, but there are some Christians or proclaiming Christians who have a greed for wealth and pleasure. It ain't just the sinner man. Now, you really need to hear this because, you know, some of you, don't get me wrong, the sinner man needs to hear the gospel message and be saved. But some of us as Christians, we become lifted in pride, stuck up, and we think that, for example, the message of repentance only goes to the sinner, okay? Amen. You got some mistake like that. And so we can fall into sin and do the no-no, but with us, we don't need to repent, hallelujah, but we think the sinner man needs to. And we fail to understand sin does not change what it is or what it can do just because you got saved or what it could cause, in other words. But some of us as Christians think it is. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to read another scripture from the Word of the Lord here. And don't worry, we're going to be going into the Bible. Because some of you all, wait a minute, you come, well, this Word of the Lord is Jesus' words also. Okay? So it's the Bible. Okay? Because when the Lord go forth with his plan, he doesn't leave himself without witnesses. And I say witnesses with an E-S because remember, his protocol in Deuteronomy, Matthew, and 2 Corinthians 13, that is what? In the mouth of two or three witnesses. Okay? Now, I want to read a verse from another message Jesus sent out October 27, 1929. Okay? And this is called Message 16, which is the 16th time that Jesus sent his angel. Okay? Amen. And we must realize that angels don't come at, quote, our beck and call, but they come at the appointed time of the Lord. So rest assured, if you were visited by an angel, it was the appointed time of the Lord for that angel to visit you. In other words, you don't have to worry about talking to Jesus in prayer and say, Lord, you know, when your angel came to me last night, he said so-and-so. You don't have to worry about Jesus saying, what? Oh, I didn't know he came. I didn't know he was coming. You would never have to worry about that. Now, somebody like me is subject to be in that position. Somebody close to me or connected to me may visit you, and you may say, hey, Brother Nate, when your cousin visited me, so I could visit me yesterday or last night, I am more subject to say, oh, really? I didn't know that. But when it comes to Jesus, who is all-knowing, and come when it comes to the visitation of his angels, they come at his appointed time. So once again, you don't have to worry about Jesus telling you, you know what? I didn't know that my angel visited you last night. What did he say? What time did he come? You ain't got to worry about it. Amen. Now, in one of these scriptures here, Message 16, the 16th message, sent out October 27, 1929. You could write that date down and ask the Lord Jesus. This is what the Lord said. He said, through its angel messenger, the messenger tells us that, I have come to you again, but that you may not get discouraged in the work that the Lord has placed upon you. You have seen that man is continually evil unless he is filled with the Spirit of God. And get this, and as it was in the days of Noah, so it is now. The warning has come, and the warning must be taken to the nations of the earth. You have borne witness to the church of Christ. Now you must bear witness of the message to others that Christ's coming is near. Cry with a loud voice. Fear not those whose hearts are filled with selfishness and are seeking their own glory and not the glory of God. Now, Jesus said in this verse here that as it was in the days of Noah, so it is now. Hallelujah. As it was in the days of Noah, so it is now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So how is that so? Well, let's go to the Bible and look at the scriptures that comes to an agreement with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And look at a couple of witnesses here. Matthew. Chapter 24, verse 36 and 37. And he said, once again, the word of the Lord, that this is like in the days of Noah when it's a warning must go, you know, that's how it is now. It's like in the days of Noah. And we're looking at how it's so, and we're going to look at the scriptures where that, a couple places where we're coming to agreement with it. Now, Matthew records Jesus saying, verse 36 in Matthew 24. But that day and hour know of no man, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Now, here he's referring to his return, which most of us in Christianity is preaching about Jesus is to return, okay? We are in that agreement there, okay? He said, verse 37, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So we are in the time where Christ is soon to come. And so therefore, he said it would be as like what? The days of Noah. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 17. And Luke recording of what Jesus said. Hallelujah. 26 in Luke chapter 17. Hallelujah. And the word of God says, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. So Luke records that the same thing is that Christ said the same thing, that Christ said that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. We are right now, not later, not past time before, but right now we're living in the days of Christ's return. And according to what Jesus said, these days or this end time is like Noah's time. Okay? Amen. It's like Noah's time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's look, hallelujah, a little bit more. Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 6. The book of Genesis chapter 6. And like I said, we're preaching Christ's return. And we are talking about some things that response to it is like, wow, things have got ridiculous now, real bad, it's worse. Well, the Lord has indicated and let us know that it was going to be like Noah's time, okay? Hallelujah. And so Jesus tells us in Matthew recording and Luke recording that this day that we're living in, because once again, we're living in the return of Christ, that it was going to be like in the days of Noah. Now, if you got your Bibles, once again, let's go to Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. And the word of God says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Okay? Amen. Sound like today, don't it? Amen. Verse 6 said, and then repented the Lord that he had made man on this earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So during Noah's time, according to what we read in Genesis, that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. That sounds like today, don't it? I mean, it ain't got no better today, have it? No, it hasn't. And for anybody that say it has, you're blind. Either you're blind or you're lying, okay? But it hasn't. I've heard people say, oh, these things on earth, it's going to get better. I said, no, it ain't. Wait a minute, you're not talking right. I said, the only people that are going to truly have peace, I ain't talking about the world peace now. I'm talking about the peace of God, is true believers in who? Christ, not in Buddha, not in Hare Krishna, not in Mary Baker Eddy, not in Sun Moon, but in Jesus. The things on this earth is not going to get better. Okay, it's not. Now, some of you will hear me say that, say, oh, you ain't nothing but a doomsday preacher. Well, just what I'm saying to you, call me what you want to. I'm going to call the truth. And the truth of the matter is, it is not going to get better on this earth. And the truth of the matter is that the only people that are going to have the true peace of God is going to be those that are faithful in Christ Jesus and believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hands down. Now, some of you hear me say that and say, okay, you're being narrow-minded. Well, once again, I say this to you in an echo. Say what you want, okay? Because I'm going to speak the truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, same chapter, look at verse 11. And it says, the earth also was corrupt before God. And the earth was filled with violence. Verse 12, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them from the earth. Do you see that? Now, notice that he said that, and we are told here in Genesis that the earth was corrupt, evil, wicked, and it was filled with violence once again. Sound like today, don't it? Amen. Man, it's so much violence. It's so much violence going on that people, it's become mind-boggling. The violent acts that people have been doing on this earth and killing people, killing one another, okay? Some people are just killing people without a cause, okay? So we can see that once again, as in the days of Noah, so it is now. The earth has shown that great is the wickedness of man in it. Amen. And in the sight of God, wickedness has to come to an end. Amen. It has to come to an end. People can't, you know, wickedness is not going to proceed on forever. It has to come to an end. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Because why? The great judge says so. See, you got so much, for example, you got so much corruptness going on that even the supposed to be courts of mankind here on this earth would excuse corruptness. People on the judicial system, some of them are being bought off. Amen. Well, you can say amen, hallelujah, I don't know. You can say whatever. But you know I'm telling you the truth. Even our judicial systems can't be trusted. Because you got people in secret societies and stuff like that that are lawyers and judges in the military. And so a little no-no and a little bad-bad can be gotten away with. And there's so much violence that have filled the earth, coming the whole earth now. Violence all over. Killing. Oh, at an insurmountable amount. I mean, killing just, once again, you got some people just killing because they don't even like each other. I mean, because they don't like each other. I ain't say they know each other. They don't like each other. Why? They don't like each other because other people have told them, you don't need to like each other. You got gang wars. Many times, when gangs fight, many times they don't really just know each other. Oh, yeah, they've seen each other around or something. They don't really just, many of them just all the time know each other. But you got one hating the other. Why? Because he wearing a certain color and his hat turned a certain way. Or you are of another gang. And they understand that these gang wars we have over here is a big resemblance of the tribal wars they have over there in other countries. Killing. Killing themselves. Amen. And so when the Bible says here, it says the earth was filled with violence. Flesh corrupt his way. Well, guess what? That's today, ain't it? I say this to you again. That's today, right? Yeah. And anybody that says, no, it ain't bad like it was back then. Oh, you had missed the boat by a mile. You ain't even hit the water, okay? You got even older folks in this time. That's it. The older folks living in this time tell you, say, man, I ain't never seen days like this. Amen. So if you want to tell me, well, now, that ain't description of this time. This time is better. Like I said, you either blind or lying, okay? Amen. And it is. And see, the Lord Jesus' message to man is that the end time is like Noah's time. And some of us as Christians, now we're preaching the coming of Christ, which is true. But the stuff that's happening on this earth now, some of us are so shaken up by it. Amen. That we're saying, Lord, come and get us right now. You know, I've heard a few Christians say, hey, they talking about how the Lord can come and get you any day. They said, man, I'm glad. They said, I don't think I can take what's going on now. I ain't got what it takes. Amen. Don't you think some of them, and like I said, I got many brothers and sisters in Christ who preach the free trip rapture. I love them, but they miss the point on that. Don't you think some of them ain't praying now, Lord, because they see how much worse things are getting. And don't you think some of them ain't praying, Lord, come and give me the day or tomorrow. Hurry up, Lord, come on, you know. And don't you think that there's others who in the back of their mind start wondering, this pre-trib, is it really true? Why? Because they, listen, look at the impact that the coronavirus had had on the world. Okay, so why was you not raptured out? Why wasn't we as Christians snatched up before this corona hit as bad as it hit? Why was we not snatched up? I mean, if we can be gone any day now, how come we're not snatched up any day? How come, as some describe, that you may be driving in your car or your truck, and all of a sudden you're snatched up and your truck keep rolling and hit a tree or a bridge? How come that ain't happened with this coronavirus hitting? Because this coronavirus ain't nothing nice. And look how the impact don't keep, and the people that have died ain't all just, quote, sinners. There are some who've been professing Christians have died from the coronavirus. So once again, why have we not been snatched up? Because the Lord wants us to endure and go through the time. And he is sending us warnings to get prepared. And so he's saying and telling us this end time is like Noah's time. Understand this. Our Lord is not a God that does things in vain. Okay? It's just like when we're preaching or teaching that we can be gone any day now. If you read the book of Revelation alone, Revelation tell you about some stuff that's going to happen or that has and is fit to happen. I use the country word fit to down here in the South. Some things that fit to happen. And it's a warning. So here's the question I ask again. If we were to be supposed to be gone any day now, why would you need to know about what's going on down here if you're supposed to be snatched up? What kind of bearing is it going to have on you in heaven? Huh? Understand this. We don't read the scripture nowhere that people in heaven are sad because, oh, they sad because all what's going on down here. Listen, it ain't nothing but joy in heaven. The last person that broke that protocol, he got kicked out. There's no arguing going on up there. There's no people walking around depressed, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, let's go back to Matthew chapter 24. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 24. Amen. Once again, we're going to look at verses 37 to verse 39. Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 to verse 39. Amen. And the word said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. But people, that's happening today. Eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. Amen. Now let's go back to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. See, the word that Jesus sent through the messenger, he's right. And it goes in agreement with the words that he gave from the Bible. Okay. That this day is like in Noah's time. Okay, exactly like it in Noah's time. Hallelujah. Luke 17, verse 27 through 28. Let's go, well, let's start at verse 26. 26. Okay, 26 and 27. The word said, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. So, once again, this do fits the bill that this day and time, hallelujah, it's like Noah's time. Now, we need to let the Word of God along with the Spirit of God minister to us on this topic. Because it's a lot more things, deeper meaning, and things can be brought out if we just hear the Spirit of God. Because this is a warning message. Okay? It's a warning message. And sometimes we are asleep to certain things, people. Okay? Especially when we're waiting for any day now we can be gone. We become sleep to things, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, we notice that in Matthew 24, hallelujah, and also here in Luke 17, we notice in that the word said they were eating and drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, okay? Hallelujah. Now, some of us will look at that, or some people will look at that and say, oh, that's good. You know, they you know, enjoying themselves, and they were marrying, giving in marriage. That's what it's supposed to do, right? Well, when it says that they were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, this couldn't have been in a good, natural, and holy way. Okay? Amen. Because, see, we got to learn how to really examine things. You know? Amen. You know, it just like some people would tell you, say, yeah, I go to church. But just because they go to church don't mean they're a Christian. So you got, even though you may read this saying that they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, you say, oh, this was a good thing. Marrying, giving in marriage, that's what you're supposed to do. But when it's connected to something that's evil or evil happening, then this eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage could not have been a natural holy way. It had to be an unholy way. Get this, in order for the flood, because notice that it said in Matthew, they were eating and drinking, marrying, giving into marriage until the flood came. So in order for the flood, which represents the judgment, because remember in Genesis 6, the Lord said, I will bring a flood upon them. So this eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage had to be an unholy and not a good way in order for the flood to come and take them. Okay? Hallelujah. Well, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy to be praised and be glorified. Okay? Now, the Bible says they were eating and drinking. Okay? And it said it first. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Okay? Eating and drinking. Okay? First of all, this represents people going on living their own lives and being oblivious to God's judgment and not even caring how they live. Well, that's going on today, ain't it? Amen. Well, yeah, of course it is. You got people, listen, when you talk to people about being saved, some of them, first time they jump, they get excited. Oh, yeah, yeah. But when you tell them, say, okay, you have to turn your life over to Christ and live according to his word, then they start frowning. That happiness go down because why? They don't want to live right. See, many people want to live their own way. They don't want to live right. Like you hear some of them say, I want to be my own boss. I don't want nobody to tell me what to do. You know what? That includes Jesus. Did you know that? Yeah. Amen. See, some of us as Christians, we don't do the true test that would show whether a person really for the Lord. Because you got a lot of people that, you got people that will answer, yeah, I would like to accept the Lord. But many times you have to really talk to them about what salvation is dealing with. Yeah, the Lord saved you, but he wants you to walk accordingly to his word. You can't just let people think, okay, you accept the Lord, get saved, and then just go on by your own business. Okay, you don't need to be under no direction of the Lord, no guidance. Don't turn to his word or none of that. No, you don't want people going like that. Now, you got some churches that are doing that, you know, for example, you got some ministers, they do a, some of them do a good job of bringing a soul to Christ. In other words, getting them to accept them as Lord and Savior. But see, after that, they drop them. You know, the soul may say, well, what I do now? Oh, just go read the Bible. Read what in the Bible? I mean, you got to understand, if they really come to Christ, they are a babe. But see, what really had disturbed me many times is to see true baby Christians left out in the woods, so to speak. I have come across some through my years, and I'm going to be honest with you people, it really bothered me to a point it just about almost upset me, because you got many in the ministry who are letting these babes just be out there. And you got a wolf, where it's Satan, even working through others. And what they want to do is lead that soul back out into the bondage that God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, delivered he or she from. Okay? But see, today you got people, just like they was in the days of Noah, eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, eating and drinking especially. They was making joy and merry to themselves. They were living their lives. They weren't studying Jesus. Okay? Jesus who? Okay? And once again, you got that going on today, people. You got people with the Jesus who attitude. And some of these same folks, when you talk to them, especially when you see them living this off-the-wall living, and you try to talk to them, say, hey, you know, brother, sister, you know, the Lord don't want us to live like that. He wants to live according to the word. Then they already got an attitude with you. Now they're finna throw the big blow at you. You can't judge me. Amen. You can't judge me. Some of us as Christians, get this, have given sinners firepower. You said, well, what do you mean, Brother Nate? Because we start talking that you can't judge me stuff, and we telling the sinner that to make the sinner feel good. Go on, man. Do what you've been doing. Oh, well, the sinner said, well, what if they say something to me? They can't judge you. Amen. That's what they have said. Don't worry about it. They can't judge you. They can. Amen. You know, you have these, quote, supposed to be gospel singers making songs with these secular rappers. One of them making a song saying, you can't judge me. And I sat there and I looked and I said, say what? I can judge you according to the word of God. I guarantee you, if somebody broken into your houses and that judge about to judge, I guarantee you many of you ain't going to stop up and tell that judge and stand up and say, hey, judge, you're wrong. You can't judge him. Amen. But when it comes to straightway truth, I'm talking about the word of God truth, when people, especially knowing they're not living according to the word of God, say, they get upset and offended, and the first thing they say is, you judging me. What they really want to say to you is that I don't want you to say nothing to me at all. If I go and steal somebody's car, I don't want you to say anything to me at all. I want you to act like it's okay. Amen. And this is what you got going on in this day and time, when many people, sad to say, some Christians, amen, some Christians are living their own way. Amen. I remember in 1990 or 91, that the Lord visited me in a dream, and I knew it was the Lord. You know, it's some things that the Lord do, you ain't even got to ask him, is it him? You know it ain't the devil, okay? You know, some things come about in dreams and visions and stuff that, you know, you may be kind of wondering like, okay, Lord, this is you that you have to ask. But some of you know what I'm talking about. There are some more pinpoint things that even when it is said to you, whether it's in a dream or vision, that you automatically know in your spirit that it is God. I mean, you don't even have to ask what's in him. And I remember I was not walking accordingly to the way of the Lord like I should have. And I remember I went to sleep one day, and I had a dream. And the Lord appeared as an older man sitting in like a rocking chair. And he told me, he said, why are you? And he said, I was doing this particular thing to him. It was disrespectful. He had an authoritative voice. Now, some of you will hear that and say, oh, well, how do you know it wasn't the devil? I knew it wasn't the devil. I knew it was, okay? Because this has something to do with something that was evil or something that was sin. See, the devil, is he going to encourage you to continue to sin? And see, I knew in that dream, I knew it was God. I knew when I woke up. I got to be honest with you, when I woke up, my heart was beating so fast it was pitiful. Why was it beating? Oh, that was the devil scaring you, huh? No, it was beating because I was scared. I messed up, and it was the enemy. That's what I'm being straight up honest with you, people. I thought it was the end of me. That was scared me, okay? I thought, oh, my God, I done messed up. Oh, Lord, help me. I even called the late Brother Clark, and I did not tell him fully about the dream, but it was a word that was said in there, and I asked him about it, what it meant, and he went and explained it to me. Man, I was like, I mean, I ain't going to tell y'all no story. That dream shook me up. It shook me up big time. Man, to hear a message from the Lord, especially he expressing his disapproval in an authoritative, strong way, man, that just do something to you. Well, I put it this way, I don't know about you, but it did me. Well, see, I had went on, you know, my own way, doing my own thing, okay? Or I was going away from not living in the way of the Lord that God had me to be, okay? And he was expressing his disapproval. I mean, you know, God had done so many, had did some magnificent things up to that point because it was at a point one time, you know, before that, God showed me my first car. I was going to get my first car. And he was giving me dreams and stuff. I mean, he really was, because like I said, when I had this dream that I'm telling you about, I had been saved probably no more than about a year or maybe two. I think maybe a year. Okay. Amen. And so you got a lot of people out there, well, you got some people out there, many, you know, living their own life, and that's what's happening today. People are oblivious to the judgment of God. Hey, man, they ain't studying the judgment of God. What judgment? What are you talking about? And you tell them about the judgment of God, they say, hey, that's you. You believe that, that's you. They ain't me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to stop it there today. Lord said the same, come back with a part two tomorrow. Thank the Lord for Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for bringing us to this point you have, for blessing us to come together in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And Father, we thank you for all that have been listening today, for blessing them touching their ears, touching their hearts. Lord God, your spirit doing a great work among them in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, I just thank you and I give you glory and honor and praise and magnify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, thank God for all you've been listening once again. The Lord say the same. Tomorrow, be back with another broadcast. So, once again, love you all. God bless you. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.